Crime Cast number 40.
That is not true. Nobody's coming in there. No. No. We are not fixing to hit you. That is not true. Nobody's coming in there. No. No. We are not fixing to hit you. That is not true. Nobody's coming in there. No. No.
Okay, Wayne. David is being contacted now, okay? And we're going to do some more working out. What can you and I work out now? They're going to come get the man. Are you there?
These are arresting people. They came on our property. They started
Okay. Okay. That's going to be worked out, okay? But what now is ATF wants to come on and extract their wounded people. And then if your people need help, we'll do whatever you need us to do, okay?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Dave Koresh. I'm supposed to call you guys.
This is who, sir?
David Koresh. You want to call the center? We're being shot all up out here.
Okay, where are you?
Where am I? I'm at Mount Carmel Center.
Okay, hang on just a second.
All right.
Yeah, this Lynch.
Hey, Lynch?
Yeah.
That's a ton of funny name there.
Now, who am I speaking with?
This is David Koresh.
Okay, David.
The Notorious. What you guys do that for?
What I'm doing is I'm trying to establish some communication links with you.
No. Let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
You see, you brought a bunch of guys out here and you killed some of my children. We told you we wanted to talk. Oh, how come you guys try to be ATF agents? How come you try to be so big all the time?
Okay, David.
Now, there's a bunch of us dead. There's a bunch of you guys dead. Now, that's your fault.
Okay, let's try to resolve this now. Tell me this. Now, you have casualties. How many casualties? Do you want to try to work something out? ATF is pulling back. We're trying to...
Why didn't you do that first?
Okay, all I'm doing is handling communications. I can't give you that answer, David.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, that's the deal. Yeah, you pull your guys up, and I want to talk. But I want to talk. I want to talk on what's it called?
I couldn't hear you. I've got Wayne on the other phone, so go ahead now.
Wayne Martin?
Yeah, he's on the other phone with me. I've been talking with him, but yeah. You're the man that I need to talk to, David.
Yeah, well, really, let me tell you something.
Okay.
In our great country here, the United States, God's given us a rich history of patronage. We're not trying to be bad guys.
Okay.
But the thing is this. There is a guy that sits on the throne. I know it sounds crazy to you, but you're going to find out sooner or later.
Sure, we are.
There are seven fields in his right hand. The question of theology has overstepped. You really need to open that book. Now, that's what I've done.
Okay.
It's your Bible. There's seven fields. Now, there's some things in that Bible that have been held as mysteries.
Yes, sir.
About Christ.
Yes, sir.
Now, when it says in Revelation 22, behold, I come quickly, my reward is with me. The statement is, what reward did Christ receive in heaven from his Father? He received a book with seven seals.
Yes, sir.
Now, when I'm told throughout theological departments that they're going to ruin me because of what I present out of the book, just because they can't present it and I can't, there's meaning to that.
Okay.
Now, in the prophecies,
can I interrupt you for a minute?
Sure.
All right. We can talk theology, but
This is life. This is life and death. The theology we know is life and death.
Yes, sir. I agree with that.
You have come and stepped on my perimeter.
Okay.
See, we will serve God first. Now, we will serve the God of the truth. Now, we're willing, and we've been willing all this time, to sit down with anybody. You've sent law enforcement out here before.
Yes, sir.
And I laid them over straight across the table. I said, if you want to know about me, sit down with me, and I'll open up a book and show you seven things. Just like I told Robert. You know Robert, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You know, the guy that your agent.
Yes, sir.
See, we've known about this. I've been teaching it for 4 years. years.
Okay.
We knew you were coming and everything. You see,
yeah.
We knew before you even knew.
Yeah.
There's the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus Christ is a light that shines in a dark place. Now, you need to learn Deuteronomy 32.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. The present situation, let's start resolving it, and then we can sit down and talk. Right now, we've got everybody ceasefiring, okay? So that's what we want. Now, we're pulling the guy back from the door. ATF is going to pull the guy back from the door.
They want to make sure they can get brain
development. All right. Can they come now, David, with your guarantee and pick up their injured officer without being fireballed?
Look, I cannot communicate with everybody here.
Okay. Do you have any way, is there anybody that can? Do you have a facility to communicate with the rest of the folks there in your house?
Well, we would have if y'all guys had talked with us.
Okay. But right now, all right. What ATF is wanting to do is to take their injured troop out of your area, okay? But what you're telling me is you can't control folks because you have no communications. Is that correct?
Well, if you give us some time, we could probably get the message around.
Okay.
We believe that this thing had to be brought to a logical conclusion at some point. We never fired one single round of ammunition.
Weather rules of engagement. I'll just say one word. Engagement.
Avancing ever some object.
Weather rules of engagement. I'll just say one word. Engagement.
Avancing ever some object. Ammunition over some logical speed, but this thing had to be brought to a logical conclusion at some point. We never fired one single round of ammunition.
You've been listening to the Daily Crime Cast.